always thought-provoking and informative. Forget the spin and media bias from the left and right. We know you are sick and tired of being told what to think, how to act, and what you can and can't do. Direct from the Ustream It Broadcast Network, it's time for another edition of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show with your hosts, J.D. Williams and T.L. Farley. Real news and biblical common sense analysis starts in 3, 2, 1.
Well, welcome everybody, and thank you so much for joining us again for another edition of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in beautiful East Texas, joined by my co-host, my good friend, and my brother in Christ, Mr. T.L. Terry Farley, located there in Dallas, and I guess Dallas is hanging together okay? You hadn't seceded from the world or anything like that?
Well, no, I haven't been outside, so I don't know. Okay. But I'll keep you up on it if I get a chance.
Okay. So. All right. Now, we do have a lot to cover, and if you guys are tuning in to hear a lot about the royal family and this coronation in England that hadn't taken place in, what, 60 years or something like that. I think the Queen lived to be 304, something like that. Anyway, if you're tuning in to hear about the King, sorry, you're not going to hear about it. I do not bow the knee to anyone except my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I don't care what you think about this King. But he was born into a royal family. Hallelujah, hot diggity dog. I am so glad he was born into that family, and they can celebrate all they want to, but he means absolutely nothing to me. That is my commentary on it. Terry Farley, what do you got to say?
Actually, I've always admired the guy, and long story short, I was the first taken with his character when I discovered when he was in high school, they sent him off to a really strict school, and he had a military school, and he had to, during high school, he had to take ice cold showers every morning. That was, was part of the rigorous. But anyway, from that point on, I've kept track of him off and on through the years, and all the ups and all the downs. And so there's, I've actually got some stories there, but the point being, congratulations to him, because man, it has been a long wait. He almost didn't make it.
I thought he might pass away before the Queen did. But anyway,
well, that's it. Yeah.
You know, just to kind of follow up on, you know, your admiration for him and all that, I'm sure the one thing that you didn't admire is his stances on LGBTQ+. I'm sure you don't admire his stances on the woke community. There's a lot of things that have happened in the last couple of years.
Global warming.
Yeah. So anyway,
no,
I wanted to give you an out on that.
Sure.
Yeah, I wanted to give you an out on that one. Okay.
Listen. believe me, if people ever got to know me, they'd understand.
Yeah.
I make my own outs, and that's why I'm on this show.
There you go.
By the way, in case anybody's wondering. Anyway, I came into the bedroom, and there you were.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Well, now, let's straighten that one up, okay? Let's straighten that one up. We're like 75 miles apart. He means the camera came on, and I was there. Okay. Anyway.
That's right. It has been known that I was in Hollywood, so we don't want to.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start off today with something close to home, and then we're going to keep moving. And I got a lot of stuff in Israel today, which I think is really important. And then, of course, we are going to get back into Matthew 24 again. We are going through this pretty much verse by verse. And I think Terry's got the next book of the Bible that we intend to discuss in the future already in mind. I'm not going to give that one away yet, Terry, but I do know where we're going. Okay. This is, as I said, a little bit close to home here. This is China and their interference with Canada. Listen to this.
China is dismissing suggestions one of its diplomats tried to intimidate a Canadian lawmaker over criticisms of Chinese human rights. China's ambassador to Canada says the matter is a political farce. Richard Kimber reports from Hong Kong.
Beijing's foreign ministry says China never interferes in Canada's internal affairs and has no interest in doing so. It follows Canadian media reports that Canadian intelligence research had found a Beijing official had targeted a Canadian lawmaker and his family after he sponsored a successful motion to declare China's treatment of its Uyghur Muslim minority as genocide. In the political furore that has followed, the Canadian government has said it's considering the possible expulsion of diplomats over the issue. China's ambassador to Canada has denied any wrongdoing on the part of any Chinese official and warned the government in Ottawa not to go further down the wrong and dangerous path. China's foreign ministry says it will be resolute in opposing actions that interfere in China's internal affairs and harm China's interests. Richard Kimber in Hong Kong.
Now, the reason that I brought this one out, Terry, is again to show the influence of China. China continues to step up on the main stage as America continues to withdraw from it. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on that, too. But are you seeing the same thing? Are you seeing China coming more and more to the fore?
Well, what I was surprised at was Canada's response, because China treated our people like trash. They met in Alaska here just after Biden took over. Right. And they the Chinese just walked all over the American representatives and just, you know. And so I'm surprised that Canada came back and that China returned. That their response was not nearly as visceral as it was with the Americans up in Alaska, wherever that meeting was. So it's interesting, you know, China is coming on stage as the great leader, and suddenly right. they're realizing people will fight back. People will, you know, and I'm glad for Canada, because Canada has been turning itself the wrong way anyway. Guess what, Canada? You're meeting China. So yeah. get real. And start, you know, thinking about what you're doing, you know, with all of the things you've done with your people, who are Canadians, are wonderful people, and they've just got a lousy government, which reminds me of America. We're not doing too hot ourselves. So I'll end it there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how countries react as China continues to ramp up
yes.
the pressure.
Very much.
I truly believe that they are taking, you know, I didn't hear too much about China 10 years ago. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they were
not
there,
like this.
You know,
not like this, yeah.
But, you know, we were trying to get trade with them and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the Nixon administration. It really opened the door in China. But I'm just not. I don't remember hearing anything major about China for years and years, except, you know, like Tiananmen or whatever it was, that mm-hmm. square over there where the mm-hmm. one guy stood in front of the tank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I remember that kind of stuff, but there wasn't much of even that. I mean, they were just like a silent thing, and now they're stepping up and they're more influential all over the place, including into South America, including into the Middle East, including into Korea and into the Russian-Ukraine situation. All of it. They're involved in just about everything now. So anyway, let's see how it happens. Let's see how things work out.
Let me throw this in.
Yeah,
let me throw this in. And this is especially for our brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ in the world. Tiananmen Square was spearheaded by Christians. And there is even a documentary that I saw where they were, the government was searching out people. And they, one of the things they did was to film a videotape a group of the leaders of this movement that were in a huge restaurant in China, and they were gathered at a table, a circular table, and they were all around it. There probably were 10 or 12 of them. And but anyway, but what was beautiful was that, and it was only 10 or 15 seconds long, they all held hands, bowed their heads, and prayed.
Amen.
So,
well, you know, let's just hope that type of thing continues. One thing I want to get out here real quick, I failed to do this in a couple of shows, and I think it's important. Right now, our newscast is really beginning to take off in Europe, mm-hmm. and specifically in the regions where Russia and the Ukraine are having their issues, or their war, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
Russia makes up 20% of our audience, Terry. 20%
wow.
of the Russian Federation. Ukraine is a solid 3%. So that's 23% of our audience on each and every one of our newscasts that come from that region. So that's the reason
wow.
that we continue to tell people, you know, if you are in the Ukraine, from the Bible, it's going to be very, very, very difficult, if not impossible, for your country to win. And you need to think about your family, but more importantly, you need to think about your salvation. Because
yes.
you know that Russian missile could come and strike you because they don't care where they're shooting them. And so you need to be right with the Lord. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and this goes out to everyone worldwide, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please do so now. All you've got to do is tell the Lord that you are a sinner, that you ask Him for forgiveness, that you know that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, that He rose again after the third day, that He ascended to heaven, but He promised us He's coming back for His church in something that's known as the rapture, where He gathers all Christians living and dead in the air and takes them to safety in heaven before God unleashes 7 years of wrath on this earth, the seven years of pure hell on earth. So if you have not accepted Him, please do. And if you do, and if you pray that prayer of salvation in Jesus' name, you just might be that last Christian, that last individual that we're looking for to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that just in that second, in that millisecond, you'll be looking Jesus in the face and you'll be surrounded by all of us that have already done so. So just keep that in mind. Amen. Terry, I'm going to go ahead, before we go on, because there's just a few items here that I've got to get out of the way as far as audio stuff goes, and we're going to do that right after you. But I'm going to go ahead and give you your 2 minutes. So this is the Last Christian Charge with Mr. Terry Farley. And Terry, you are up right now, sir.
Okay, and I'm waiting for my thing to come up. Here it is. Welcome to the Last Christian Call, Engaging the Sword Today, James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. To prepare us for battle each day, we daily anticipate Jesus' shout. Ergo, we today begin at the beginning, remembering God's timing in His divine creation of the world. Let us pick up where we left off, having covered the first 5 days of God creating the world. Now we enter the sixth and final day of God's creation work. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping things, beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. To every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I've given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Okay, and I've got to step in right there, and
absolutely,
and we will get back to that in the second half of the show. I almost let you just go. I really did, because I was listening to it, and actually I wasn't even paying attention to the clock. I was listening to that, because it was really, really important stuff. You know, it's really good, because, you know, it answers so many of society's questions. If you'll just pick up Genesis, just read that. Then what you hear in the world, you may take a different view, because you're listening to God's word for a change. Okay,
amen.
And not the government.
Amen.
Okay, now this is a little news story. It's kind of off to the side here, but I think it's important because it demonstrates lawlessness. And Matthew 24 is about, you know, they're part of what brings on the final days is lawlessness. So let's listen to this one real quick, and you'll get an idea.
Police across Europe arrested more than 100 people in a massive crackdown that targeted the Italian mafia, with suspects accused of drugs and weapons trafficking with counterparts in Latin America.
The swoop was part of an investigation spanning Italy, Germany, Belgium, Portugal, Spain, Slovenia, Romania, Brazil, and Panama, according to European Union law enforcement agency Europol. The network was devoted primarily to international drug trafficking from South America to both Europe and Australia, Europol said in a statement. Clara Hudson reporting.
Now, did you hear the number of nations that were involved there? I mean, mm-hmm. they call this the Italian mafia, but then you heard mm-hmm. what, a dozen or a half a dozen different countries that are involved. That's a spread that is pretty mm-hmm. incredible. It really is mm-hmm. incredible, and it demonstrates, mm-hmm. again, lawlessness. Okay, now let's get back to Matthew. I want to, mm-hmm. I'm going to put this back up on screen here. This, again, mm-hmm. for those of you that are watching us in visual form, and anyone can do that. All you got to do is just go to www.lastchristian.net. Mm-hmm. That's www.lastchristian.net, and you can always find editions of the Last Christian Newscast and radio show right there, information on the show. And for radio people, if you've got a radio station you'd like to put our content on, you can also find information on that same site as to how you can broadcast our show along with all of our other affiliates for one full hour, and it's absolutely free. Okay, Matthew 24, verses 40 through 44, Terry, can mm-hmm. you see verse? Can you see it on screen? If you can, I'll go ahead and let you read it. Okay,
yep,
go ahead.
No, I can see, yep. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
Okay, now this to me is a great, well, number one, of course, it's a great example of the rapture because that is the moment mm-hmm. of the rapture that we're speaking mm-hmm. of in that case. Mm-hmm. But it also mm-hmm. breaks it down to the average individual. Okay, mm-hmm. if you were standing at your front door and you see somebody walking down the street towards your house and you can pretty mm-hmm. much figure out that they're going to break into your home, okay, you're going to mm-hmm. take a couple of different actions, okay? If you're like mm-hmm. me, you're going to grab a gun and you're going to protect your family. If you're like some people that don't believe in guns, you're going to pick up your telephone and you're going to dial 911 and pray that mm-hmm. the officers get there before the guy shows up. But either way, you see it coming, you see that it's about to happen, and you're prepared for it. Now then, flip mm-hmm. that. You're not prepared for it. You're in bed, you're asleep, and the intruder comes quietly, breaks into your home, and just wipes you out, takes what they want. They take the items they want. Well, Jesus is going to break in that moment, and he's going to take the people that he wants, and he's going to take mm-hmm. them into the clouds. It's a perfect, amen. Perfect, perfect description of what's going mm-hmm. on. Your comments, Mr. Farley.
Yeah, there's so much there. First of all, I've got to throw this in quick. When Jesus takes us, as it's described, I wish we had time, people are going to be in that very moment when he shouts, the dead in Christ are going to rise, but they're going to rise changed into immortality.
Amen.
Changed into incorruptibility. Amen. The bones will come back together, the flesh, but it'll be a new flesh, a divine, eternal flesh, eternal, everything, you know. This is what's going, and then immediately with them, we who are alive and remain, the Lord willing, if I'm here when it happens, otherwise I'll be one of those people going in the first load out of the graves, but we're going to be changed. You know, I mean, I'm going to be completely made over into right. an eternal divine being in the same way that Joel is, and everyone who believes. This is the offer. This is the invitation we're extending to people. We're saying, yeah. Wouldn't you love to do that? How many people want to have better teeth, better health, better this, better that, whatever? How many people would like to live forever? Okay, they're trying all these different medical things to get people to live longer. I'm not talking about living longer. I'm talking about living forever, because your soul is going to last forever, regardless of what you believe. You don't have to believe a word I'm saying. When you die, the people that you know that have died, they've gone to one of two places. They've gone to heaven, or they've gone to hell.
Amen.
That's just the way it is.
That is just the way it is, and that is reason that we continually let people know that we can't force you to be saved.
No.
But you'll notice this about the Christian church. We don't force it on anybody. You look at almost any other religion on earth, and if you don't follow their ways, then you're excluded. You're either pushed away, or with some religions, you're even killed. You're even mandated to kill if you don't agree with it, if you don't go along with it. They force it on you. We don't force anything on you. We let you make up your mind. Go ahead, Terry.
But you've hit on such an important point. No. Christians don't. The Bible doesn't. Jesus doesn't. But you're going to go and hear people in gatherings or knocking on your door. It doesn't matter. There are going to be people that are going to try to force you to believe in Jesus. They're going to say, this is the only way. And, you know, that's not Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is with love. He's with compassion. If I get angry or I get upset or whatever, Jesus rebukes me. That's why, you know, you see people, you know, these Christians, well, they seem to be so quiet and well-ordered and all that. That's because they've been walking with Jesus. And when they get out of line, he spanks them. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
It talks about chastisement. Right. It's chastisement. Right. And if you don't have, the Bible says, if you don't have chastisement, if I may quote the King James Version translation of the Bible, if you don't receive that chastisement, the Bible says you are bastards and not sons. That's the King James. Well, I love the King James. Well, that's what it says.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we can't change what was written by a prophet. Okay. And I mean, and that's the language that they used, and that, you know, so be it. That's exactly the way that it is. And also, just as a side note here, the Bible encourages parents to chastise their children when they're in error, and not just let them get away with whatever they want to, like go out in the streets and burn things and steal things and kill people and beat people up. So anyway, and same really applies to governments. You know, you've got to take care of it. And, you know, I just played that thing about lawlessness. Well, a lot of lawlessness comes from the fact that parents don't raise up their children to do the right thing. So, you know, anyway, for whatever it's worth. Okay. Moving right along with Matthew, let's look at the next one real quick, and we probably won't be able to get into everything. But anyway, Matthew 24 verses 45 through 47, for those of you watching on screen, again, if you're not seeing it in video form, www.lastchristian.net, and you can. Terry, this is the faithful servant and the evil servant, Matthew 24 through 45 through 47. Go ahead.
And I think this can apply to Christians before the rapture and after. And I want to focus on those who do not accept Jesus, who become believers after the rapture happens. He says, "Who then is faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods." This goes back into the separation of the goats and the sheep and the rewards and that from those people. And again, we can apply this to people before the rapture. Absolutely. We want to be faithful. And we will actually receive rewards when he takes us out. That's absolutely true. But the reason that I'm emphasizing this is because as we get closer to the rapture, the more I want to make sure people that are on the other side of the divide, they understand if the rapture happens, you haven't lost hope.
Right.
You've lost the hope. You've lost the position to go with us, but you can still believe in Jesus. Now, there will come a time during the tribulation when you won't have a choice. You'll have a choice.
You'll have a choice.
It'll either be take the mark of the beast or not.
Right.
And in the meantime, they're going to be calling everybody that's not on their side of the game. Calling means to separate and destroy. They're going to be doing that to everyone who does not want to accept the Antichrist. That's why you're seeing all these illnesses and sicknesses and pestilences and wars. All of this. This is to cut the population down so they can have a nice big world that they can have their peace in, they think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all coming together exactly the way that the Bible said that it would come together, without any doubt whatsoever. And now when we go into the second half of the newscast today, Terry, we're going to get more into Israel and we demonstrate a lot of things that are going on there. So I want to get a couple of news items out of the way very, very quickly to where we can focus on Israel. And we're going to continue our discussion with Matthew 24 as well. But let's listen to this. This is Iran. And again, Iran is steadily sticking its finger in the world's eye. And saying, here, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this, and you're not going to do anything about it. Listen to this.
Iran has seized a second oil tanker in a week in Gulf waters, the U.S. Navy said. The latest escalation in a series of seizures or attacks on commercial vessels in Gulf waters since 2019.
The Bahrain-based Fifth Fleet of the U.S. Navy said the Panama-flagged oil tanker Niovi was seized by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy at 6:20 a.m. while passing through the narrow Strait of Hormuz. In Iran's first response, Tehran's prosecutor announced the oil tanker was seized on a judicial order following a complaint by a plaintiff, the judiciary's Mizan News Agency said. Davis Richards reporting.
Okay, now, obviously, Iran is out of control. But this one I want to play for you, and I'm going to play this one probably twice, once in this half and once in the next. Listen to this one very, very carefully.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. We're going to take another look at AI today, artificial intelligence, after the so-called godfather of the technology quit Google earlier this week, saying he wants the freedom to speak out more publicly about the dangers of the very products he helped create. Jeffrey Hinton says AI has the capacity to flood society with fake video, images, and articles to the point that people won't be able to know what is true anymore. It's a canary in the coal mine moment. Michael Waldridge is a professor of computer science at Oxford University.
The number one, I think, that we need to be concerned about is misinformation. So this technology, if you've used ChatGPT or any of the other tools, what they were designed to do was to produce text that sounds like a human being produced it. The way in which that technology can be used is to industrialize the production of misinformation. Now, we're heading into an election in the UK. We're heading into an election in the US. Imagine that. We've got AI producing misinformation on an industrial scale, and the technology can tailor its message to different demographic groups. You can just keep pressing a button and it will keep producing extremely plausible, very well written fake news stories.
You actually don't have to imagine. It's already happening in the United States, where AI videos of both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are already in widespread circulation. I'm Simon Marks.
Okay. This danger of this thing, this artificial intelligence thing, I downplayed it in my own mind for a long time. Now I'm extremely concerned about it because of the fact that they can, that, you know, when they can generate stuff like that that's believable but completely false, that's a scary moment. Okay, we'll talk about it more in the second half of the show. We do invite you guys to hang around for the second half of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. We'll be back right after the break.
The preacher half filled the glass with water and held it out in his left hand at arm's length. In this glass, he said, is about 100 mils of water. The glass itself is not heavy, yet how long do you think I will be able to hold this half filled glass of water at arm's length in my left hand? He asked. Well, after only 2.5 short minutes, the preacher dropped his arm. So it is, he said, when you hold a grudge in your heart. Sadly, many of us harbor offense like this. Unforgiveness has a horrible habit of weighing one down to the point of emotional exhaustion. Perhaps this is why Jesus said, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If your arm is becoming weary as you hold on to that offense, lay it down. Cast your cares on the Lord, because he cares for you. God Tracking is laying it all down. I'm Dudley Anderson. Email me, dudley@surereality.net.
And welcome back to the second half of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. Once again, my name is J.D. Williams here in East Texas, along with my very good friend and co-host, and I always love to include brother in Christ, Mr. T.L. Terry Farley. Okay, Terry, you heard a little bit about that AI artificial intelligence thing there as we got out of the first half of the show. What are your initial impressions of that? Is this something that's worried you at all up until now, or you know, what's your take on it?
Sure. Yeah. It's something, you know, when I was in the Army, I was in information. I don't need to give out too much information as I say that. But anyway, so I've been watching this progression all the way through. And, folks, when you've got somebody like Elon Musk, when you've got someone like this leader from England who's leaving Google because of this, and he doesn't feel he has the freedom, you know, we watch our language and our talk here on the show very closely.
Right.
You know, Joel had to hit me with a brick a few times just to slow me down and get me, you know, Terry, we're on the air and people will cut our throats and all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. you right. know, we're part of that is social in terms of, you know, when you were young and you said something wrong and your parents slapped. But these are machines that are right. taking information over. And so, again, I want to emphasize, do not be afraid. All of this was foretold and prophesied by Jesus. Go into the book of Revelation if you want to go deep. It gets really wild. But nonetheless, absolutely take this seriously. Follow people like Elon Musk, like this gentleman that has taken out, left Google. Follow these people because they've got inside information. They've got knowledge that we do not have, and we can learn from that. But first and foremost, trust in Jesus.
Amen. Well, something that would be near and dear to your heart that I heard, I was listening to Pastor Jack Hibbs. The other night,
yes, and
he was talking about writers in Hollywood that were extremely concerned about what's going on with AI because they can actually tell a computer, okay, we want you to make a series that deals with this topic mm-hmm. and includes these things mm-hmm. in it, and mm-hmm. by the time they hit the enter button, the series is produced. And so, yeah. I mean, it's professionally produced. It's beautiful, okay?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
these writers are worried that they're going to be out of work. Well, you know, mm-hmm. I have got news for the world. Everybody's going to be out of work, basically.
Yes.
I mean, what is going to come down to is that the Antichrist is going to tell you what your work is, what you can and can't mm-hmm. do, what you can and can't say, mm-hmm. what you can and can't eat, what you can and can't buy, mm-hmm. what you can and can't mm-hmm. own. You know, this is going to be fully dictated. And, you know, mm-hmm. Now my factual basis for that is the fact that, mm-hmm. That people like Bill Gates are behind this. Mm-hmm. There's a UN mm-hmm. Commission that is behind this. Everybody wants to move us toward a new one world currency and a new world order. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, new world order doesn't exist. Well, go back and listen to George H.W. Bush in front of Congress talking about the new world order. Tell me it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you look and you listen to the world, everybody's talking about what needs to happen next and how people need to fall in line behind it. And that is perfect mm-hmm. for the Antichrist. Think about it. When the rapture yeah. happens and all these people disappear and everything starts going straight to hell, people aren't even mm-hmm. going to be worried about the people that left. In my opinion, that's mm-hmm. not even going to be discussed. Yeah. They're going to be worried about yeah. everything else that's going along. And that's the disappearing mm-hmm. thing. They can explain mm-hmm. that a billion different ways from Sunday and probably mm-hmm. in AI. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's going to be the end of that. Mm-hmm. You have anything that you want to say mm-hmm. about that, Terry, before we move on?
Well, you've opened up a whole can of worms there, bud. My goodness, you know, you want to start firing questions at AI and seeing what comes out. But anyway, yeah, no, it's, listen, folks, again, Jesus said, take the day as it is. That's part of what we're talking about in our charge today. Man, this gets over, we're running into a tsunami of information. A tsunami. It's just like, what's going to, you know, okay? That's why we put our mind on God, put our mind on Him. We get still, we be still, we look to God, we get His word into us internally, and we watch these things. Because what He's talking about, this guy sitting over here 70 miles away from me, what He's talking about, it's real. He's not overplaying His hand. Okay. In fact, if we knew more, we'd probably be even, Who knows what we would be? But anyway.
Well, right. The one thing that I failed to mention that Pastor Hibbs also said is that AI is going to develop its own religion. It's going to come out and it's going to be something that I'm sure is going to be all inclusive to everyone and make everybody happy, which means that it is going to preach spiritual blindness. That is what I have to say about it. Okay. As a matter of fact, one of the articles that I read that led me to this was it was a quote, and I'm not even going to mention the media source because I don't even want people going and looking at this thing. But it said that AI was America's new God. That's exactly how they titled it. And like I said, I'm not reading a single thing from them. Okay. Now, we all know that that there was an attack on the Kremlin. Everybody is, they're debating it, whether or not it was Ukraine or Russia did it to itself. I'm sure the Russians shot at the Kremlin. That makes no sense whatsoever. That's like the United States shooting at the White House. Okay. It's just not going to happen. Okay. I am convinced, it was Ukraine, and Russia is convinced, it's Ukraine. And here is the report on it real quick, and then we'll move on.
Russia claims it foiled an attack by Ukrainian drones on the Kremlin, calling it an unsuccessful assassination attempt against President Vladimir Putin and promising retaliation for what it termed a terrorist act. The Ukrainian president denied it, saying, "We don't attack Putin or Moscow."
There was no independent verification of the purported attack, which Russia authorities said occurred overnight but presented no evidence to support it. Questions also arose as to why it took the Kremlin hours to report the incident and why videos of it also surfaced later in the day. Harry Michaels reporting.
And the answer to their question was that Russians heard this thing go off. You know, people that were there within the Moscow area, they heard it go off. They saw the stuff that was going on there. Now, I'm getting this from numerous sources all over the world, so this isn't just something, you know, that I'm making up. And basically what Russia did is they wanted to get ahead of this. They didn't want this to get out to the world and let people like the New York Times and Time Magazine and CNN and everybody else come in and paint it their way. So instead, they grabbed it, they put it up on television where everybody could see it, and they say, okay, you can see that we were attacked, but you can also see that we took the threat down. Nobody was hurt. Nothing was damaged. We've got this, and the Ukraine is going to pay for it. That's what they did. So that answered the question from the news report there that seemed to be confused about it. Okay. Now, let's get back to the book of Matthew real quick. And let me see here, Terry, I think this would be a good point to start here. And that's Matthew 24, verses 48 through 51. And again, if you are not seeing this in visual form, you can always go to www.lastchristian.net, and you'll always be able to find it there. Terry, you want to go ahead and read that?
"But if that evil servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants, to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
You want to explain that one a little bit?
Sure. Jesus is talking about the end. He's talking about things that are going to be happening. Now, one can take it again. I can see both before the rapture and then after the trib starts. I can see elements in this that serve both purposes.
Sure.
Because ultimately, both sides of the fence are going to get the same treatment. In fact, Jesus says in Luke 21:36, he says, "Be prepared so that you do not find yourself being caught ashamed." This is the kind of thing. So we want to be daily drawing near to Jesus. And then for those, again, on the other side, we want to pray that they will somehow listen and hear and be saved, even though they'll forfeit their lives, most of them. Before Jesus comes back, they'll be going to a good place. They'll be going to heaven, going to glory.
Yeah, right. And we again implore you, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, to please do so. There's absolutely no reason to hang around and wait for this rapture to happen and to be left behind to where you have to make those tough choices. As Terry was saying, you know, you're going to have to, at some point, if you're still here after the rapture of the church, at some point, it's going to come down to it. You're going to have to make that decision. Okay, I can live another day if I take this mark, okay? But when I do that, I am damned for eternity to hell, okay? And that's, you know, read the Bible and you'll see that. Yeah. Or your other choice is that you can stand firm, you can stand with Jesus, you can say, yes, Jesus, I believe in you. I'm so sorry I did not accept you before the rapture of the church, but I'm staying convicted to you. And you will die, and you will probably die a horrible, horrible death. You will be ridiculed, you will be laughed at, just like Jesus was when he was walking through the streets of Jerusalem with people spitting at him and laughing at him. And you're going to have to go through that kind of thing. And then beheaded, your head cut off. But guess what? Guess what? After you go through all that, you spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. You won in the end, okay? But don't put yourself in that position. Accept Jesus Christ now. Okay, Terry, before we go on, and we are going to get now into Israel in the last portion of the show. Before we go on, it is time for you now to have another shot with the last Christian charge. And, sir, you are up right now.
Okay, we're waiting for that screen. It's going to pop in just a moment. And here it is. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Note, God's creation of the world is set in ordinal numbers, O-R-D-I-N-A-L, ordinal numbers, first, second, third, etc. The definition of the word ordinal, numbers that are used to represent the rank or position of an object or a person, are designated ordinal numbers. They are also referred to as positioning or ranking numbers. Thus, the ordinal numbers, first day, second day, third day, etc., modifying each day, first, second, and third, etc., inform that the ordinal designation reveals each day must be a 24-hour period. God, by fiat, out of nothing, created the earth, universe, all living things in six successive 24-hour days. Jesus commanded, take no thought for tomorrow. Sufficient to this day is the evil within it. Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. James 4:14, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Four times in Hebrews, Paul warns, while it is called today, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Amen, Terry, amen. Real quick here, some news coming out of Israel relating to, if you remember a couple of shows ago, we were talking about an attack that was taking place on Israel where the Iron Dome wasn't working. And this was all came back to one prisoner there in Israel. It was a Palestinian terrorist is what he was. And he started a hunger strike. And if you guys remember, I told you that it was really long. It was 86 days. He was on 86 days. Can you imagine starving yourself for 86 days? Okay, he did that. He died. And now all these terrorists are saying that they plan a mass hunger strike following the terrorist leader's death. And they call this the murder of Kadir Adnan. So they're all threatening a hunger strike. And you know, okay, well, if they don't want the food, go ahead and take that outside. I'm sure that somebody will eat it out there. I just don't want to see it go to waste. I hate to see good food go to waste. Okay, that's all I got to say about that one. All right, so next, we have the U.S. National Security Advisor saying that they're still working toward an Israeli and Saudi Arabia normalization, which they think will help the situation. And then they said, we will ensure Iran doesn't achieve a nuclear weapon. Okay, well, that sounds great. It sounds wonderful that they're not going to do that, but there's no meat, you know, there's nothing behind it. There's, you know, you heard about a dog with that's all bark and no bite. Well, that's kind of what this is, right?
Yeah.
At least that's my impression of it. Terry, you have an opinion?
No, that's absolutely right. They're dealing in absurdities. I don't know. You know, it's, and again, but all of this is part of the greater pattern of the world beginning to believe lies. Once the rapture happens and the tribulation begins, the world is going to be being given more and more, even force-fed lies.
Right.
And people, and they're going to come out with an answer on the media and all this. Oh, this is, and people say, oh, well, this is what they said. We can believe this. And then that will be false. And then something else will happen. And they just keep doing it. And they just keep going, you know, closer to destruction.
I think it just is another example. You know, what they want to label as fake news, that's fake news. Whatever they want to label as true news, that's true news. And if you don't follow the line, they take you down. Trust me, I know. Mm-hmm. We've been taken down for telling the truth. Okay? I know that.
Amen.
We've had some shows canceled because we told the truth. And the truth didn't go along with what the government wanted you to hear. So they tried to kill it. They tried to cancel it. Unfortunately, we're on too many platforms. We're on too many places. And the message got out anyway because, and this is something just for YouTube and Facebook and all them. I got a secret for you. God always wins. God always wins.
Amen.
Okay. So no matter how hard you try, God always wins. Mm-hmm. Live with it. Okay.
Amen.
Now,
I want to throw this in real quick. I just want to throw in. Go. People have to understand when you're talking about them taking and canceling our shows, we were not reporting our news. We were reporting news that was coming out on the media everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all we were doing. We were just saying. Now, they didn't cancel those magazines and newspapers and TV shows. They didn't cancel any of them, but they canceled us for talking about what they were saying.
That's because the report was on page 50, paragraph number 25, you know, buried somewhere, and we didn't bury it. We brought it out because, again, if you want the truth, tune in to the Last Christian newscast and radio show. We're going to tell you the truth. We're not going to tell you all that garbage stuff. We're not going to focus on that. We're going to tell you the truth, okay? And it's all about accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
And on balance, just to give you an example of how they canceled us, one of the stories was front page news on Time Magazine. So, you know,
that's true.
You know,
that's very true.
It was hidden away. You know, anyway.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's very true.
Go ahead.
That's very, very true. Okay, senior officials in the coalition. This is the coalition in Israel. Okay, this is the coalition that put Benjamin Netanyahu in as prime minister. They are stating the judicial reform is dead. They said that senior officials in the coalition are claiming that the judicial reform is dead and have been referring to it in the past tense with the understanding that that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has decided not to promote it. Okay, so what would bring this about? And that brings us to the second part of the report, which is there's a poll out. It says that, and again, this is Israel. This isn't the United States. This is Israel. Most of the public is dissatisfied with the government. Dissatisfaction with the government also found among respondents who voted for the parties that are part of the coalition. Now, this is being reported by KAN 11 News. They're in Israel as part of the Israel National News, says that only 20% of the Israeli public believe that the government is functioning properly, and 74% believe it's not functioning properly, according to the poll. The poll also found that 67% of the public believe that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's performance is not good. The minister with the lowest score is National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, with 72% of the respondents saying his performance is not good. Dissatisfaction with the government was also found among respondents who voted for parties that are part of this coalition. 50% are not satisfied with the government's performance, compared to 46% who are. Regarding the prime minister, 54% of Likud voters said that they were satisfied with his performance, compared to 44% who replied that his performance was not good. So, in other words, he's kind of backing down because polls are going bad on him, you know, and it almost looks like a death sentence, in my opinion, for that administration. Here's another report that's interesting. The police have intercepted a group of Jews attempting to bring Paschal sacrifice. This is four Jews that distanced one detained after attempting to bring a second Passover sacrifice on the Temple Mount. The second sacrifice is a one-day holiday when those who were impure or otherwise unable to bring the Paschal sacrifice are given a second chance to do so. The Jews were stopped at the gate of the Temple Mount and arrested by police officers who were at the scene. Four of the Jews were distanced from the scene while one was detained for questioning. Says the Kuzmir Lahar, or the Returning of the Mount movement, responded that the renewal of the second Passover commandments teaches us that we must not despair. We too are not despairing, and we will continue to act until the sacrifices in the service of God are renewed. Now, remember, the second temple, that is when the sacrifices will be renewed. So you have a group of Jews here trying to go up to where the temple used to be and do this second sacrifice. Another indication, it's coming, Terry. It's coming. We know there's going to be a third temple. We've only got a few minutes, but I'm going to give you a few seconds here to comment on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's like you say, all of it is coming together. Here's the important part, folks. That Paschal lamb was Jesus.
Amen.
When he shed his blood, that's why the curtain, the veil, was torn in the temple. And Amen. It was torn, if you read it was torn from the top to the bottom.
Amen. So that was a thick sucker, too. That was a thick thing. It was, like 4 inches thick? Yeah, go ahead.
I'd love to spend, 30 minutes on that one. But anyway, it was torn from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so God was the one doing it. This was when Jesus died, when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And you say, well, how could Jesus say something like that? If you go back to Isaiah, you're going to find out that it says, the prophet said, Isaiah, that God would forsake him, would turn from him for a moment.
Right.
That's when Amen. It would happen. So it's a true, when Jesus said that, he never missed a beat, and that's what he was talking about. But this is, Jesus is the Paschal Lamb. Jesus' blood is what takes care of us and Amen. Saves us and heals us. And that's what we can trust in. And I offer this especially to the Jews, Amen. Especially to the Jews who understand the sacrifice of blood. But go to the book of Hebrews. It says the sacrifice of lambs and so forth are just not going to do it. You've got to have the better sacrifice. Read the entire book of Hebrews. It'll teach you things about the Old Testament, the Tanakh, that you never even knew. And it'll turn your lights on.
Amen. Amen. And just more proof that the Bible is true from Genesis through Revelation. Okay, a couple more items here. Israel has the freedom to act against the nuclear threat. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. And it says that the Washington allows Israel's freedom of action against the Iranian nuclear threat. This is according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He said, we've made clear to Iran that it can never be permitted to obtain a nuclear weapon. As President Biden has repeatedly reaffirmed, he will take the actions necessary to stand by this statement, including by recognizing Israel's freedom of action. This is an issue that occupies the president's attention, my attention, on a daily basis. Iran's program has advanced considerably. It's a genuine danger to regional security and global security, and indeed to the United States of America, and we're going to continue to take action to deter Iran from getting a nuclear weapon and then to seek diplomatic solution and put this on a long pathway of stability. That, according to the United States, and the Israeli government is so confident in what they just said that the Jerusalem Post is reporting, is Israel facing the Iranian threat on its own? And it said, this is a gallant, said, since I took office in the first quarter of 2023, we've doubled the rate of we've seen a double rate of attacks into Syria. He said in his briefing, Gallant outlined a clear strategic perception of developments, at the center of which was the Iranian notion of unification of the arenas. The unification of the arenas, just to break it down for you real quick, that means they're attacked from all sides. That's what they're, mm-hmm. That's what they are preparing for. It says mm-hmm. here, Israel is entering an era of multiple front threats. Israel thus confronts, as the defense minister put it, the end of the era of limited conflicts. We are facing a new security era in which there may be real threat to all arenas at the same time. In this regard, it is worth noting that the circle should not necessarily be widened to include only Lebanon and Syria. Iran's ceding of missile capacities among its franchise militias in the western Iraq over recent years has been widely reported. Israel, which the Islamic regions in Tehran has marked for destruction, has no such option. The result is that Jerusalem now faces the prospect of continuing efforts to halt and roll back the Iranian regional advance, not as part of a coalition, but rather alone. That according to Israel. So you can see that Israel is not really believing that the United States is going to help. And we know by the Bible, the United States will not help, and neither will anyone else. If we are given another show and another day, we'll be back for another edition of the Last Christian Newscasted Radio Show. Until then, we wish each and every one of you a great day wherever you are in the world. And until next time, everybody, good night and God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.